Today on the Daily Scoop podcast from the Scoop News Group, GSA's login.gov platform gets a new director, and the DOJ wants public input on the use of AI for the criminal justice system. It's Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Welcome to the Daily Scoop podcast, where you'll hear the latest news and trends facing government leaders. I'm the host of the Daily Scoop podcast, Billy Mitchell. Here are today's top headlines. The General Services Administration has selected a new leader for its login.gov program. Hannah Kim will take over on May 11th as Director of GSA Technology Transformation Services login.gov, the federal government's secure sign-on for the U.S. public and government employees to access services from participating agencies. Kim served as Login's first deputy director since January, following a five-year stint at Amazon, where she developed cutting-edge AI-based technology to scale policy enforcement, according to the GSA. She also previously worked across the federal government, serving with the Departments of State, Treasury, and Defense. Dan Lopez-Brouse, the outgoing director of login.gov, will transition into a senior advisor position with TTS. As the new login.gov chief, Kim will focus on implementing the recently announced launch of a new pricing structure for the platform and a new pilot for selfie-based identity verification. Ann Lewis, the director of GSA's TTS, said these new campaigns will empower even more agencies and programs to use login.gov to benefit people nationwide. A Government Accountability Office report released Monday listed login.gov as a federal government use case for biometric identification. The Congressional Watchdog said the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Social Security Administration use it for identity verification for members of the public to access websites and services. But the program has also faced a bumpy road in recent years. GSA's Inspector General last year issued a report charging that the agency knowingly billed other federal agencies more than $10 million for services at a higher security compliance level that login.gov did not actually comply with. In other news, the Justice Department's National Institute of Justice is looking for public input on the use of artificial intelligence in the criminal system. In a document posted for public inspection on the Federal Register this week, the Research, Development, and Evaluation arm of the department said it's seeking feedback to inform a report that addresses the use of artificial intelligence in the criminal justice system. Those comments are due 30 days after the document is published. That report is among the actions intended to strengthen AI and civil rights that President Joe Biden included in his October 2023 executive order on the technology. According to the order, its aim is to promote the equitable treatment of individuals and adhere to the federal government's fundamental obligation to ensure fair and impartial justice for all. Ultimately, the report is required to address the use of the technology throughout the criminal justice system, from sentencing and parole to policing, surveillance, and crime forecasting, as well as identify areas where AI could benefit law enforcement, outline recommended best practices, and make recommendations to the White House on additional actions. The DOJ must also work with the Department of Homeland Security's Secretary and the Director of the Office of Science and Technology Policy on that report, and it's due 365 days after the order was issued. For more top news and insights at the intersection of the federal government and technology, visit fedscoop.com. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Daily Scoop podcast, available on all podcast platforms. If you've already rated the podcast on your platform of choice, thanks so much. High ratings and good reviews of the show help more people find it. The Daily Scoop podcast is a production of the Scoop News Group in Washington, D.C. Adam Butler and Carlin Fisher help put the show together, and the entire Scoop News Group team contributes. We'll be back tomorrow with more top headlines. Until then, I'm your host, Billy Mitchell. Thanks so much for listening.